My guest at this time is Marjorie Dannenfelser. She is the head of the Susan B. Anthony List, a very active pro-life organization. You may remember them best from the 2010 congressional campaigns in which they targeted purported pro-life Democrats for their votes in favor of the president's health care plan, which the group said was absolutely a vote in favor of abortion. And many of those Democratic candidates actually failed in their attempts at re-election. Now the group is promoting a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. That is former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, who has enjoyed quite a surge as of late. And Marjorie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me on again.
You've got four Republican candidates left in this race. Three of them have pretty strong pro-life records throughout their career, and all four of them now claim that they're pro-life. So why'd you decide to pick one at all, and why Rick Santorum?
Well, you're right. It is a strong team, strongest that the Republican Party has seen in many, many years. However, really, there is one person who stands out as a true champion. I mean, this pro-life issue, rooted in human dignity the way it is who Rick Santorum is. And it's how he has been the leader. We've worked with him for many years from when he was the Senate. And so he does stand out. And we are really at a turning point in the campaign. We're definitely at a turning point and a tipping point in history on the pro-life issue. It's a time where we really need all that he's got. So we endorse him unanimously, and it's the first presidential endorsement that we have ever given.
This may be a little bit hard to quantify given what's already happened, but how much of this is due to the fact that he's considered more viable now? Obviously, for most of the campaign, he was running pretty low, but obviously recently he's done better. He's won four contests, including three in one night last week. So how much has his surge factored into this decision?
You're right, it's hard to quantify, but certainly he has created a moment that requires response on our part. I love who he is and how people respond to who he is, and it really has sort of put the, let's don't call it a lie, but exaggeration to what people inside the Beltway think they know, meaning the Cook Report and all the great prognosticators think that there are only a few ways to bake the cake and win the election. But when you get somebody like Rick Santorum, you find someone who is, you know, a leader who made a moment, didn't have the most money, something in him deep resonates with people deeply inside them. He can draw crowds, and he understands family, and he understands and people know that. And you know, I honestly think he's gotten better and better as time has gone on. He's always been good, but there's no question that he's at the top of his game. And oddly, or maybe not so oddly, it's at a point where things are quite. He's suffering. I mean, I think everybody's heard about his family and his kids, the suffering that he's really turned into something very strong and positive, and brought on the campaign trail.
You mentioned before, Marjorie, that over the years, given his, 16 years, I guess, he spent in the U.S. Congress between the House and Senate, that you're able to work with him a number of times since he championed things like the ban on partial birth abortion and other issues related to the life debate. Take us inside some of those collaborations. What was it like to work with him? What kind of leader is he? What kind of team player is he?
You know, he really has always been a team player. He was part of that young Turks crowd. There was a group of, that are all guys, I think, and they all were elected around the same time. And he was just, I mean, he looks young now, and he looked like a child then. sorry, Rubio, but he looked a little bit like Rubio looks now, you know, incredibly wise, incredibly strong, and very young. And I was young then, too. And I was the director of the Pro-Life Caucus, so there were all sorts of opportunities to observe him up close and his wife. When we started the Susan B. Anthony List a few years later, we started to really try to recruit spouses of senators and congressmen, and because they really have an eye view about how it all works, and if they're really pro-life like Karen was, they really can be a great asset. So working with her and him and with Jane Abraham and her husband, Senator Spence Abraham, there was just, you know, there's a lot of collaboration. When Santorum left the Senate, I'm sorry, left the House and went to the Senate, I think he made leaps. I haven't heard him talk about this book, what I I think I saw was also a lead in leadership on the life issue. I mean, I think he knew that there was a moment that he needed to step in to the ring and really take on something very threatening. I think he also grew in his own perspective, and so did Karen, and as their family grew, about how vital and central that issue is. On the partial birth abortion debate, which was the culminating event of his Senate career on the life issue anyway, oddly, I was in the House then, and I remember I was very pregnant, and I was getting ready to, you know, have my first baby and go home and work from home. And I remember him speaking on the floor of the Senate, debating Barbara Boxer, and how painful it was to listen to that debate, how painful it is for anyone to listen to those words that a partial birth and abortion is. And he did it with great sensitivity and great truth and power. And it really has made a difference in how we all look at this issue now. And the fact that he is running for president, being who he is, means that this tipping point might turn into we pray and we're going to work to make sure it turns into real protections for the unborn.
Last question quickly for you, Marjorie. Obviously, the economy seems to be the dominant issue now. So how critical of a factor do you think the life issue will be in this race, both in the primary and the general?
You know, I think things change every day. I think one thing we've learned is that there is no such thing as a truth on any issue, but especially social issues, which people often want to bury. They're so integrated in the fabric of human life that they really are integrated into what people's thinking is all the time. And they may rise and recede at different times, but you have to have a candidate that can handle them, advance the cause, and when those issues come to you. So they must be a part of the debate. They are a part of the debate right now. I'm very confident that Santorum will be the beneficiary of that debate whenever it rises.
Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.